Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what's poppin', Trip? You know, when you think of this artist that we got on the show with us today, it's truly, man, it's a miracle, man. You look back just a short year and a half, 2 years ago, this young man was on our show for the first time. He was popping then. Now he got ready to drop Lamps, man. You know, I got a little taste of Lamps last night. What did you think, brother?
Lamps is fire. Make sure right now you can go get that. Check out iTunes.com. Go on iTunes on your phone. Get it on Spotify, however you want it. Make sure and go cop Lamps right now. You already know that it's the best lyricist. I mean, that's been proven. That's award-winning right there. So go check out the lyrics, the flow, the dopeness that is Matt Squabbles on this project, Lamps. So happy that he got to release it. And so far, so good, man.
Most definitely. I think without further ado, why don't we bring on the 2017 Lyricist of the Year, man? My boy, Matt Squabbles. Matt Squabbles, what's happening?
Yo.
What's up, G? What's popping?
What's up, man?
What's up, man? We just trying to get you out there, get Lamps jumping for you, bro. How did it feel last night? You know, I watched your live feed via Facebook. How did it feel for you to watch your album Lamps, you know, drop nationwide, worldwide?
Oh, man, it was great. But listen, hey, Don.
Yeah.
This Joe Jack.
Oh, hold, man, where's Matt at?
This Joe Jack. I'm like, hold on real quick.
Yeah. I bet Joe Jack was excited too, though, man.
Right?
Joe Jack's been there every step of the way too.
Oh, yeah, Joe Jack, the man. You know, well, until we get Matt Squabbles on here, just let everybody know, Joe Jack be keeping it real on the down low, man. Joe Jack got flavor, too. Don't let that smooth taste fool you.
Oh, man. You know, Squabbles had to get it somewhere.
Right?
Can't get a soul like that. In fact, even last night on Facebook, whenever Matt Squabbles had that live video go out, there was somebody talking about, man, I'm like 37, other old heads getting on there, like, totally bumping you, man. Like, Matt Squabbles reaches everybody.
Oh, yeah.
He likes dope shit.
Hey, we got you on yet, man?
Still looking.
Oh, they hung up on us, man. What's up with that, yo?
He's probably out in the studio still.
Oh, well, you know what? We're going to try to give him a call back and see what's up.
Yeah.
And figure out what's going on here. You know, the live album drop for Lamps on the Don McGuire Radio Network. We kind of hit a nationwide outage here, so we're just doing it Wi-Fi style.
Yeah, let's talk about how crazy that is.
Right.
Shout out to Matt Squabbles. Glad that you weren't posting your album from Missouri, because apparently MediaCom's out in the whole state.
Yeah. Let's go try to give Squabbles a call back. Hey, Joe Jack, we got Squabbles on yet?
Yeah, Squabbles.
Yo, what's good?
What's up, man? You know, hey, last night, we're gonna take a little funny here to begin with. Last night, man, Joe Jack put a little flavor in your live video as your album dropped. How did it feel for the 2017 Lyricist of the Year to finally get that acclaim and finally get to be able to drop Lamps last night at midnight?
Oh, it was a great feeling, man. You know what I'm saying? it's a feeling I can't really describe with words. It's just like, you know what I'm saying? For people to finally hear what I've been working on as far as musically for the past few years. Yeah, it's about 3 years I've been working on the project. And, you know what I'm saying, for people to finally hear it, you know what I'm saying, it's an overwhelming feeling.
Man, just being able to watch a little bit of the behind the scenes along the way with your social media, everything you've had popping off, obviously being on the show a couple of times. Man, I'm very proud of you to be able to drop that. What do you feel like from, obviously, 2017 Lyricist of the Year, award winning? This album itself, full of just amazing lyrics. We were actually talking last Sunday to Eldorado Jones, another lyricist, and we were talking about the type of lyrics that you can literally go through with a fine-tooth comb and find that substance within every single track, every single song. But do you personally have one that stands out to you from either maybe a struggle from writing it or a way it came to you, anything along those lines? Do you have any in particular song that stands out?
I have a couple favorites. Number one is Talk Is Cheap, and that's just basically how I usually feel as far as, like, talking to people. Like, when I meet certain people as far as in the industry, not everybody is genuine and straightforward. So, you know what I'm saying? It's basically me just saying, like, stop, don't push at me. Like, don't, you know what I'm saying? Keep it brief, you know what I'm saying? Be real with me, keep it brief, and, you know what I'm saying, let's get this music popping, get this career popping.
Definitely, man. And that is one thing I'm curious about. Whenever, being such a young cat, whenever you're first thrown into the industry, how was that being with the Wolves?
Say that again?
Being so young, whenever you were thrown into the industry, how did that stack up as far as, you know, quote unquote, being thrown into the Wolves as far as the industry, the cats, the record labels, that kind of stuff?
You know, it was a learning experience. The whole situation was a learning experience. I could have been in danger, but, you know what I'm saying, I was protected. I was always with Don Henry, a.k.a. Joe Jack. My manager, you know what I'm saying? I was always with him. We was always, you know, we always had each other back. So I was thrown in the fire, but to a certain extent, you know what I'm saying? As far as, you know what I'm saying, you know, spitting with veterans or people that have been doing it longer than me and people that have been doing them type of events and stuff like that, and me just coming in, you know what I'm saying? It's my first time at any certain type of events like that. With a whole lot of, you know what I'm saying, chaos or whatever, but, you know what I'm saying, I was covered.
Yeah, most definitely, brother, most definitely. You know, when you look at Lamps, what truly sets you back? Because, you know, you came out with nothing but fire last year, and you had to sit back in the studio. What inspired Mad Squabbles to contrive Lamps and all the content therefore?
What inspired me, man, it was just because I love music. I'm just a fan of music, and I knew that I wanted something that wanted this album to represent me a certain way. And I 95% I made this album for me, with, you know, having faith that if I just made it for me and, you know what I'm saying, stuck to my heart, that people would enjoy it and receive it the way that they were supposed to. So, you know what I'm saying? I listen to, you know what I'm saying, Black Thought. I listen to a lot of Drake, Kendrick, J. Cole, Chance the Rapper. I listen to a lot of different artists during the making of it. So it was just, you know what I'm saying, a whole bunch of different aspects of inspiration for me.
Most definitely, most definitely. Now, you know, you look at Boombotics and that different aspect of you. How much of that aspect of you is contrived in Lamps?
100%. 100% is all me, man. You know what I'm saying? I just feel like this album will give people a large glimpse of who I am you know what I'm saying, as much as they need to know, you know what I'm saying, and looking forward to dropping more stuff that will solidify, you know what I'm saying, them as a fan and me as an artist.
Right. Man, I'm curious, Matt. Whenever everybody talks, all right, let me put this a different way. A lot of times when I'm in the studio or we get people over, we start jamming, things like that. We're always vibing, and sometimes it's easy to get on somebody else's vibe or tangent and start going on that track, or, you know, laying your voice down a couple of different ways on over different beats, and words come out. Sometimes I'm like, all right, you know, go back, scratch that. I don't know what I was thinking. For you, though, you seem so on point and calculated with everything. Maybe it's just everything you release. So my question is, do you have a lot of cutting room floor audio? Do you have a lot of deleted stuff and you're calculated with the release? Or is that just with you and music? Are you connected to the point where everything you put out is that fire?
You know, every once in a while I have a lot of I'll have some stuff where I'll just write something. And then the first time, like, yo, you know what? I'm going to just leave it just how it is. But, you know what I'm saying, very often I actually come back to the song. So I don't really as far as my verses, I write every day, you know what I'm saying? I try to write a 16 or more every day. And as far as songs go, I try to make sure that going into making the song, I make sure I have all my thoughts and everything prepared, you know what I'm saying? Or at least I try to. So I don't really have many deleted songs that didn't make the album. I have a couple, but it's not many.
That's impressive. Definitely. No, and that it says a lot about you too. It's kind of what I anticipated. Just because, like you said, and you've said on the show in the past, always writing, always creating content, that's a big part of this industry and being a true artist.
Definitely.
Not just somebody coming in trying to fill a void or fill a spot. And you're doing it so well at the same time as creating a lane, in my opinion, which is weird because it's a lane that was there, but it's like it's got construction on it or closings or something's going on. I don't know. You're blasting back through it. You're opening it back up. And I, for one, appreciate it. And I was seeing even last night on the video, we were talking about the live stream that you were doing on your Facebook. You have all different ages, all different places of the country, and I believe international too, if I remember. And, man, you connect with everybody on a very real level. And I guess my next question goes into, how do you balance the differences in where the lane used to be and the old heads and being compared to all of the greats with still doing your thing and having Mad Squabble's lane, and this is Mad Squabble's business?
That's a great question, man. I feel like just not giving it too much thought as far as trying to, you know, appeal to people or trying to, you know, relate or trying to be real. It's all in trying. Like, I feel like if you just let it flow and do you and make the music you want to make, I feel like you connect on a higher level than, you know what I'm saying, somebody that's trying, you know what I'm saying, to just trying too hard. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
So, like,
yeah. If you're trying to be real, it's hard to be real because you're trying for
right,
something
exactly.
Else.
Exactly, yeah. So if you got to try to be real, then you just fake. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you got to try to do something, you're the opposite. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
And that's not saying as far as the effort and where the work comes in, because, you know, it's work with this stuff. But, you know what I'm saying, I'm just talking about as far as the stuff that should come natural or the stuff that should be authentic or original already, you know?
I feel you.
Yeah. You know, what inspires me about you, you know, when I first brought you on the show, man, you know, it took me a step back because, you know, we talked about this before. There was that old school influence with that new era twist. And you kind of brought it up a minute ago. You know,
and Tripp did. You know, how does it feel for you, you know, like on that remix, you know, the Humble remix? Next thing you know, you're performing with these artists that you've done a copy of their music. So now here you are sitting at the top in such a short amount of time. How humbling is it for such a young man like yourself now to be considered the next generation in the music movement?
Yeah, man, it's super humbling because, you know what I'm saying, as quick as you can create a buzz, you can lose the buzz that much quicker. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like for me to do what I do and put in that work and then just, you know, get a big head or anything like that, it would be foolish, you know what I'm saying? Because it would only be hurting me. You know what I'm saying? As far as for the next generation, it's just setting an example, like, you know what I'm saying? You can be a successful artist or you could be an artist that's doing you and still be cool. Like, you ain't got to be no asshole or nothing like that.
Yeah. You know, now you look at Lamps and it, man, the beats that I heard from it are just tremendous. You know, I made a lot of calls because I think, you know, you as an artist have proven in this industry, you know, a lot of people just, they get intimidated. They think the social media aspect is what's going to make their career. Mask Wobbles has sat back and did it the old school way, the old fashioned way with heart and perseverance. You know, when you look at it in that aspect, how much of your soul truly is defined through your music on each and every track you lay down and in your heart, and especially on Lamps?
Yeah, basically, my soul is depicted through this album. It's just me, man. I don't really know how to explain it, bro. It's just like, those are my thoughts. That's what I was feeling, you know what I'm saying? My music is therapeutic for me. So, like, everything I write or, you know what I'm saying, when I'm making songs, I always make sure that it's appealing and that the people can vibe to it, but I also make sure that people get a piece of me, and not just my voice. You know what I'm saying? They get where my mind is at. They get how I'm thinking, and everything like that. And I feel the best with every artist. You know what I'm saying? Kanye was at a different place when he made College Dropout than when he made My Dark Twisted Fantasy. And we can see that because he showed us a piece of him in every project, every song, you know what I'm saying, where his mind was. We realized it easily, you know what I'm saying, that we realized the transition and the change and the growth. So I feel like that's now, my goal.
And how much of that do you do already? I mean, I feel like I do the same thing with my music sometimes, just go back through like a yearbook or something and try to see the progression or see, I used to do more of that, or now I'm flowing this way differently. Right. Do you go back and listen to the old squabbles?
Yeah, all the time, man. That's actually what motivates me to, you know, be better and keep going and keep doing what I'm doing. Because I, you know what I'm saying, I feel like
definitely
in order to be an artist, the growth aspect has to be there. In order to be a person, you know what I'm saying, as humans, our duty is to grow, you know what I'm saying, and love and you know what I'm saying, be humans, and that's part of being human. So that's how I'm rocking with it.
Yo, bro, I feel you're rocking with it. Yeah. We're gonna go ahead and, you know, to the listeners on iHeart and Univision, we're going to go ahead and drop a track now. You can get it on iTunes,
Spotify,
everywhere. You know, but we're going to drop platform. A track right now and talk. Oh, yeah, everywhere. Squabbles is taking over, bro. Well, here we go.
I ain't scared of you motherfuckers. I'm going to tell you something straight off the motherfucking breath. I ain't coming from no fools. Kick it!
Talking shit, nigga, keep it brief, nigga, yeah. Speak your peace, nigga, be discreet, nigga, yeah. Stack your gold, nigga, got your soul, nigga, yeah. Say she go, nigga, that was full, nigga, yeah. Talking shit, nigga, keep it brief, nigga.
got your soul. That's why we with the station goes, nigga, never fold, nigga, yeah. Look, whole lot of malice and anguish. I just been trying to stay positive while I'm surrounded with all these finagles. Vultures and snakes, they poking and patient. Switch up the floor on occasion. Started it all in the basement. Bury these demons, I'm blunt with the bases. Sick of your guns, they get stuck in the matrix. I stick to the basics. My motivation is keeping them all in amazement. Standing ovation. He just been breaking through every obstacle he faced. With know anything is possible with patience. On the path of divinity. Crafting a rap and I grab the vicinity. Snatching the crown with the grasp of a centipede. 100 miles running. I'm a young nigga with an attitude, ayy. When I'm on the mic, I'm an animal, ayy. But I am not defined by the gratitude. They can never make or break me on God. Spitting in the plane, I raise the bar high. Rise till I'm called the greatest of all time. The same people that hated me saying it's all time. Like, hey, talk is cheap, I'd rather stack with moves. They all asleep, I had to tap the snooze. Can't know what to rap, I match the groove. Middle finger to the haters in the days of Mac confused. I make this give your favorite rapper blues. I make this go insane to act
okay,
the fool.
Okay, talk is cheap, nigga, keep it breaking, nigga, yeah, yeah. Speak your peace, nigga, be discreet, nigga, yeah, yeah. Stack your gold, nigga, got your soul, nigga, yeah, yeah. Chase your goals, nigga, never fold, nigga, yeah, yeah. That talk is cheap, nigga, keep it breaking, nigga, yeah, yeah. Speak your peace, nigga, be discreet, nigga, yeah, yeah. Stack your gold, nigga, got your soul, nigga, yeah, yeah.
Okay, I don't really talk a lot, I just rap. Just watch and observe, nigga, I don't ever falsify with facts. So nigga, fuck what you heard, I'm a different breed. Can't let a hater switch the speed, just proceed through disbelief. Nigga sleeping, they gon' miss the feast, I don't need you. Silly ass haters be thinking I don't see you. You're hidden in disguise, nigga, you try. Then I arrive with my chin up, the guy thinking can I survive in a world where they killing my kind. Don't thrive, they just pin us behind. Bars that I spit, regardless of all the conflict, that's far till I cause a mosh pit. Pitiful with all the nonsense, I can't oblige a false prophet, a fall for flaws, a false doctrine. Got them all in the trance, tell them I'm a bigger star in advance. Lately I've been lost in the world with a gift, but I know that it's part of the plan. Timeless money, I can't wait.
Fire. We can't let them hear it all, though, man. They got to go on iTunes. They got to top that.
No doubt.
Man, you were talking about that's Talk Is Cheap right there, man. That's one of your favorite tracks. That's one of the ones that you were discussing a little bit earlier in the show, and it is absolutely fire. And I don't just throw that around there for fun, man. That's a tight track. Just like all of them.
Thank
on
you,
Lamps, go cop that right now, man. Get it on iTunes, Spotify, anywhere you can get dope music. Mad Squabbles, you could look it up either way. Go on Google, Mad, M-A-D, Squabbles, S-Q-U-A-B-L-Z, and you'll find all of his everything, all of the social media, the Lamps. You can go on his Facebook. You can go straight to iTunes. You can find the link, and we're posting it on our Facebook as well, backstage on the Don McGuire Radio Network. So it's all over the internet. Make sure and go cop it. Dope.
You're foolish if you don't.
For real. This is like the last time I could just cop an album and listen to it all the way through, man. That's been probably like 2000, maybe like late 90s. No, nobody does it like that anymore. There's no point to listening to a whole album for me. And man, on this one, no reason to skip, no reason to. I'm jamming everything.
That's love,
man.
Appreciate
tight.
That.
Thank
definitely.
You, man. And I'm serious.
That's much
love. All the listeners, for real, go get Lamps. It is. It's Mad Squabbles at his Mad Squabblest. the best lyricist of the year 2017 for a reason. And I know I compare him probably every single time, but Big L has always been, rest in peace, one of my favorite hip hop artists of all time. As far as flow, as far as storytelling
legend,
capabilities.
Legend.
And, oh, man, boom, bam, legend for sure. And, man, the way that you can chop a flow out of wherever you want. I mean, it doesn't have to be at any specific part of the measure. It's just you being real. And have you ever, like, are you a drummer? Are you musically behind the scenes doing something else? Or is it just you were born to rap like this?
Well, when I was around 11, 12, I was singing, and that's pretty much the only ties I had to music other than, you know what I'm saying, listening to music, listening to like hip hop and R&B and all types of music all my life. So other than that, I was never a drummer. I was never really a musician. I taught myself how to make beats, maybe a year after I started rapping. So that was maybe 2016, Yeah, it had to be. So, yeah, man. I feel like the music is just in my blood, you know what I'm saying? Joe Jack, he was the artist when he was younger, so, you know what I'm saying? It just runs in the family, runs in the blood.
Oh, so he was back in the Shaft days, right?
Yeah.
Feeling the car wash. I had to take it back for a moment. You know, I'm the OG up in the building, but I'm going to pass it back to Trip. Trip, when you look at Mad Squabbles and you look at the growth from the first album to now, man, you know, what are you feeling and what do you vibe and what do you pull as an artist seeing this young artist grow?
Man, that has a huge part of what my last question was. That's even more impressive to me that there is no structural background, teaching, learning, any of that. That, like you said, it's just in your blood. It flows through you. It's you being real. Because as a drummer, somebody who's drummed like literally my whole life, I started making a living as a drummer when I was 11. So I've always done it.
That's dope.
And knowing the breakdown and the structures behind that and the way we syncopation is a word that we would use for a lot of the flows that you naturally have. And you could break it down scientifically. You could break it down musically. That it's dope. It's fire. It's so refreshing to hear. And the way that you make it across just effortless, like a truly natural artist, you can tell it is who you are. And it's a pleasure to see.
Appreciate that, man. Absolutely, man.
You know what the trip is?
Means
what
a lot.
The trip is, bro? I'm going to break it down to you old school like this, man. We had Eldorado Jones on the other day. And, you know, I told Eldorado, I said, you know, you look back in the early days, you got the Kumo D's, LL Cool J's, you know, you got Public Enemy. You know, those were the Rosa Parks of their days. Then you got people like Eldorado Jones, and that's why I took the question to him. I said, you were the next up-and-comer. You stepped up. You fulfilled that. Now, you know, who in your essence would you say is the Rosa Parks of our times? And, you know, it was a deep question for him. So I'm gonna put it to you like this, man. You're out there doing shit like nobody else. You got this spit and fire. Ain't nobody can compare themselves to you because you squabbles. So when you look at it as you being the next definition, the next person to change the music industry, how humbling is that to such a young artist?
It's very humbling. You know what I'm saying? That's a big label. You know what I'm saying? A big task. You know what I'm saying? First and foremost. But, you know what I'm saying? Anything that happens, you know what I'm saying, any stature or accolade or anything that comes my way, man, I take it with a grain of salt, and I let it motivate me, you know what I'm saying, and to have, if I were to, you know, reach that status, that would be amazing, you know what I'm saying, and that's what I'm striving for, and I always keep in my head to never lose myself, you know what I'm saying? Never do anything that I wouldn't normally do that's out of the ordinary, that's crazy, like
end
anything,
up on TMZ.
You know what I'm saying? You name it. Say it again?
You ain't going to end up on TMZ?
Hey, man. You'll never know the future, bro. TMZ
right.
Be popping up, man.
That's true,
yeah, man.
That's
they,
true.
They know they nooks and crannies, but yeah, man.
I'm gonna piggyback a little bit off of what Don was asking you, man, by saying because you already have crazy views on a lot of the content that you put out. It's fire, and people recognize that, so it's shared. It's liked all over the internet. But my question is, as your platform continues to grow, which I definitely see it doing, and I'm excited for Lamps to get to more people, and that's going to help it grow as well. But as you get to this massive platform, what is it that Mad Squabbles is going to bring to that platform that he wants to, that you want to use it for, man? What do you want to have that platform say? What do you want to prevail through that or portray?
First and foremost, I just want to have a voice, you know what I'm saying? I want people to hear and consider and, you know what I'm saying, and put weight on what I say, you know what I'm saying, if that makes sense. And because growing up, I felt like I didn't really have a voice, you know what I'm saying? I was always quiet, and I'm still like that now, but, you know what I'm saying, it's been brought out of me a little bit more, but, you know what I'm saying, just what I have to offer to the world, you know what I'm saying, as far as enlightenment and you know, lessons that other people can learn from me, and not even from, like, the good stuff that I do, but even, like, that I do, like, you know what I'm saying, anything. But, you know what I'm saying, just for me to be that catalyst for somebody else to have inspiration from what I say, you know what I'm saying, just by me expressing my thoughts and spilling my mind on the paper, you know what I'm saying, just for someone to be inspired and motivated by that, you know what I'm saying, that's a great feeling and the ultimate goal, you know what I'm saying?
You know, this is hard for me because I've been bringing you on my shows since the early days. I've seen the growth of Squabbles, and you know, listening to the music that you put on the lamps, the inspiration, the growth of who you are as an artist is tremendous. You know, last night on your live feed, I heard you talk about artists you wanted to work with and certain artists that inspired you. What is it that is in the heart of Squabbles that wants you to resonate even that much more further into the industry and get that much more growth at such an early stage of your career?
You know, just knowing that time is precious and that anything can happen at any moment, you know what I'm saying? Life can be cut short, dreams can be shattered, and you know what I'm saying? It's just knowing that and knowing that life is short, it makes me not want to waste time. It makes me not want to just sit around and let life pass me by, because I know if I wasn't doing this, you know what I'm saying, I probably wouldn't, you know, be doing anything else, honestly. Music is my life, you know what I'm saying? So I got to do this. And I love music. It's what I love to do. And once I realized it was my dream and it was what I love to do, you know what I'm saying, it made me feel like I had to do it. You know what I'm saying? I had to get it every day. You know what I'm saying? No slacking.
Definitely, man. And you've been getting it, and definitely no slacking. We even last time, whenever Illegal was on, he was talking about how you just rip through all the beats that he throws at you. So, speaking of which, let's jam out to some more tracks, man. Let's get blessed with Lamps. You can find this everywhere right now. Go on iTunes,
Go
on Spotify, go get it. Lamps, Mad Squabbles. We're going to drop a track. iHeartRadio, Univision. The more downloads, the more plays. Let's get this music out. People need to hear Mad Squabbles, so let's get it going.
You ain't lifted by my music, then carry on. My rarest form, but knock them out the park like I'm Barry Bonds. I'm too intuitive to tear apart, to be fairly worn. And understand I'm not the one to mess with like Eddie Long. I am not a mad rapper. I rap to get rappers mad after. My punches hit his neck and deliver back spasms, back snapping. Next rappers have to acquiesce to passion. Cause on any instrumental, I resemble Cassius. It's a very sad predicament, it's sickening, but it's pivotal for you to witness the strength and the penmanship that's on the Bible. I'm still in my lane, been on some different shit. It's only right, no roughing up the game, I've been on some pimpin' shit. Dreams of slaying my favorite rappers and ciphers. Whoever said your boy is a future great as a psychic. Psychedelic measures might compel a wretch to mess your life up. Any slight attempt to smite us might attest the wretched crisis in the idle state. Spit a vital clause to hit a primal pace. Most would rather follow what's popping and find a proper fate. My mistake, I cannot relate. I'm on a better plane. You'll never land mine, cause any step I take can detonate. I remember messaging links to acquire fans. Now fans message me links and I leave them right in the spam. But I'm sorry, I'm just rising, no time for taking a chance. A pretentious heathen just waiting to spread his wings and expand to a new horizon. I scoop the rider like an Uber's driver. Now I'm making my own wave like I'm the new Poseidon. Scrutinize the movement, move in silence when I crucify you. No use for light up in the booth, cause what I spew is brighter.
I just wanna be great. I just wanna be somebody they can never replace. I know it's possible, so I just came to enter my fate. But my biggest obstacle is staring dead in my face. On this divine journey, it's the road that we take. Whether you rapping or taking classes or stack up your cake. Whether you hooping or shooting movies, the blueprint the same. All I want them to do is just remember my name. Just remember my name. Do something important.
Man, I love that track. That gets me motivated to, like, be a better person.
No doubt, man. Appreciate it.
Man, there's so much soul in such a young artist, man. You're 21 now, right?
Yeah. Just turned 21 in December.
Man.
Hey, he ain't that young buck that I first brought on my show that was talking about. I did a show last night, and I'm mad this morning because my mama told me I had to take the trash out.
Man, I'm this, man.
Now you look at the growth of him, man. You look at where he's at, bro. Man.
But the one thing that I've seen consistent, though, is whenever we go behind the scenes and we talk about beliefs and feelings and who Mad Squabbles is as a man, like, you've been a man for a long-ass time. That's weird.
Yeah.
No doubt, man. I feel like, you know what I'm saying, my upbringing is just, you know what I'm saying, I give all credit to my parents. They made sure I had that wisdom early, you know what I'm saying? They made sure I had that that knowledge early. You know, just to know, man. To know the important stuff, you know what I'm saying? Morality was heavy in the household, you know what I'm saying?
You could tell. They did a great job.
Absolutely.
Now we sit back. Hey, bro, it's been what? We're looking at about 14 hours now since Lamps has dropped. How did this sit with you, Squabbles? Last night I seen the anticipation in your face through the live feed. You know, how glorious is this for you, brother, that now it's finally precluded. It's out there. Now you just got to sit back and let the world, you know, hear what they already know and what they already love, bro.
It's definitely glorious, man. It's a great feeling. I go into this, you know what I'm saying, the project dropped, and my mind is always, what's the next thing, you know what I'm saying, making the next thing that I do better. I'm loving the love that I'm getting. Shout out to everybody that's been supporting the album, man. Lance, it's a great feeling, man. I can't sit back too much, you know what I'm saying, and look on the outside, looking in. But you know, I'm just glad that it's out. I'm glad the project is out. I'm glad people finally realize that I'm not just a spitter, you know what I'm saying, that spits over other people's beats. They realize that I do make beats and I know how to make songs and I can sing and, you know what I'm saying, make stuff that's relatable and make good music, you know what I'm saying? I'm glad that I finally got to show people, you know what I'm saying, what I can
do. All around.
As far as an artist, you know what I'm saying, the artist aspect of it.
Now, as a workaholic artist, though, is it have you actually, has it been any different as far as, like, I'm sure you still wrote a 16 today or maybe even got a 32 out of it. I don't know. But has that changed at all?
No, absolutely not. I can't. Sometimes, you know, sometimes I don't get to do it from other situations that's going on during the day, but, you know what I'm saying, I always try to make sure I get it at least a 16 every day.
That's what's up. Hey, I got a question just for a Mad Squabbles question based off of a Philly point of view. What is the Philly climate like right now? What do you get off of the Philly vibe and the East Coast vibe right now? Where is the world sitting to your side?
I feel like Philly is getting better as far as supporting and coming together and working with each other and as far as artists and stuff like that. And as far as, you know, how Philly like the civilians, the people receive new upcoming artists. I feel like it's getting better. And yeah, man, I feel like everything is getting better in Philly with time. You know what I'm saying? Artists and comedians and everybody that has a voice, you know, in Philly is starting to reach back and give opportunities and work with other artists and stuff like that. So, you know what I'm saying? I feel like it's definitely getting better. And even in the East Coast, because I see it in New York and other places too. So I feel like it's getting way better than what it was, you know what I'm saying? And it's only going to get better from here. That's how I see it.
Definitely, man. That's what's up. That's an optimistic outlook. I like that. A follow-up to that would be, what are you doing as far as what do you see in the future of Bad Squabbles adding to that Philly scene and that climate that you see?
As far as me adding to the legacy of Philly and lyricists and great artists, it's a lot of them, you know what I'm saying? And I just want to be a household name, you know what I'm saying, as far as what I do musically and lyrically and all that type of stuff. I just, you know what I'm saying, I want to be a GOAT. I mean, who wouldn't, you know what I'm saying, in Philly, so.
Right.
And it's very hard, it's very difficult to do something like that in Philly, you know what I'm saying? You got to keep your foot on their neck. And that's what I'm doing. I'm, you know, trying my hardest, just following my heart. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
Yeah. You know, we look back. I'm not even going to mention the other artist's name because it don't even matter. Because, you know, you're the 2017 Lyricist of the Year. You know, my music show gets a lot of hits. I don't bring a lot of people on my show. I only bring people that I feel are doing something great in the movement right now. You know, people that need to be heard. When
right.
You look at that acclaim that you got, you know, you look back, the beginning, you know, was very humbling, and then now you've grown, and now it's like every time I get hit, the artist is out of Philly. Would you say that in certain aspects, you know, Mad Squabbles truly has defined and brought Philly back on the map?
You said it. I ain't gonna say it, but
yeah,
hey,
I feel it. I don't say nothing. I don't feel, bro.
Yeah, no doubt, man. I
mean, bro,
I'm gonna be
really straight with
for
you.
Myself.
Yeah.
Say that.
But, hey,
say
I'll
again.
Speak for you. You know, I played your music for a lot of people, because every time Joe Jack hit me with something, I'm sharing it because I believe in you and. The ability that you ascertain is tremendous. So, I mean, bruh, it's like right now, I called everybody I know in the music industry to listen to this show today because I wanted them to see who Mad Squabbles is. You have changed the game. You know, you're too damn humble to admit it, but coming from spitting simple bars to the growth that you have now, you know, is truly emulated a style all your own, bruh.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it. And I'm trying to work on that.
So one of the things that I was.
Yeah.
My bad. I didn't mean to step on you there.
One thing I was going to
do on this podcast, man, is I was going to have the download happen live from our end because I was about to cop the album here. I can't do that because our internet's down still. So, now I still have been bumping it from the links that y'all blessed us with, and I do appreciate that, man. It's fire. But just know that was one thing I was going to do live on the show, that now as soon as this internet is back, this download will be completed.
Right.
Add another one to the books.
Show.
And for all of the listeners out there, iHeart, Univision, right off Blog Talk, wherever you're coming from, we appreciate you being here. And Cop Lamps, this shit is legit. If you are a fan of bars and music and beats and dope shit, then Lamps, Mad Squabbles, type it in, click the link, go to the social media, go to iTunes, go to Spotify, and bump this shit and share this shit because it is fire and we need more people to hear it.
Well,
yes, sir.
You know, Squabbles, the other night in life, Yeah. You know, wait, man, you already know the growth is there. The other night in the live feed, you had people, you know, when can we expect you in New Zealand? When can we expect you, you know, in the UK? When can we expect you here? How many more of those calls are coming in now that, out, you know, that Lamps is out now and your music, you know, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to go to your page and see the growth has been so extensive that you know you're worldwide now, brother.
Wait, say that again. My bad. I didn't really hear the question.
I said, how does it feel for you as an artist having other people from other countries wanting you to come and perform and let them, you know, ask squabbles?
Yeah, yeah. You know, a kid coming from Philly, you know what I'm saying, I never would have thought that my music would reach the heights, you know, that it's reached. And, you know, I got a lot of people to thank for that and a lot of platforms. Shout out to Team Backpack and shout out to Grind Mode Cypher. You know, shout out to everybody that's helped me rise and was a part of the rise and still is a part of the rise. But it's a great feeling, man. It's an overwhelming feeling. Just to have people from Zambia, Africa, and the UK, and all over, man. Just to have fans from overseas is a gift. I look at it as a gift to me, man, because, you know what I'm saying, who would have knew? And it never even crossed my mind, you know what I'm saying, to want to reach the overseas. But then I realized how much of a market hip-hop is out there, and it's like, damn. Like, damn, my music reached over there. Like, it's just a great feeling, man.
Yeah. You know, I got a question for you, man. If you know, because I know every artist has a fallback. Who would that pocket artist be for squabbles? You know, that fallback aspect.
Like, as far as what?
You know, inspiration, guidance.
Oh, you know, I always I watch Nas interviews. I watch Kendrick interviews all the time. I watch KRS-One. Method Man, a lot of ODB interviews. Pretty much, you know what I'm saying, all the greats that came before me, man, I showed them a lot of respect, and I put them on a pedestal, just as I'm sure a lot of people do, you know, just for insight and wisdom, more wisdom, you know what I'm saying, as far as what I can do and, you know, how things go in the industry and with music, period, and life and, you know, things of that nature. So I would say all the legends, you know what I'm saying?
You can tell that, too. And I'm not saying this to shit on anybody, but I am just saying as an observation, we'll leave it out there for other people to shit on people. as an observation that I make, you listen to a Mad Squabbles interview versus a insert little name here, whatever you want to do, and the differences between somebody who shouts out and gives respect to the legends versus people who say that the legends ain't shit and that hip-hop's dead and blah, blah, blah. You hear the difference not only in that aspect, but in the content of the not even the music, because that's a definite, I mean, shit, lyrics-wise, is I can't even say, I don't even like that we're having the same conversation of them, but even in the content of the interviews and having a soul and some content of manhood and a life that has been lived, and putting out energies of real shit that actually happens, like, man, it is amazing to see in this day and age these types of interviews. And it's just my observation that by shouting out the legends and by having respect for where you came from, the man that you are is always extremely impressive to me, man. In every interview, in every video, in every song that I see you drop, like, you're very consistent, and I appreciate it as a fan.
Hey, thank you, man. I appreciate the support.
Hey, you know what, man? I want to add one thing because, you know, last week I did a show, a week or two I did a show, I can't even remember. And, you know, I asked an in-depth question because you know how I roll, Squabbles. I'm the OG of the group. And
either
these brothers couldn't even talk about music, bruh.
You know, the interview just, it went all sideways. But yet we talk about what's the best restaurant in Brooklyn. And these brothers could talk for 30 motherfucking minutes, you know?
Yeah.
Blew my mind, you know? It's like, what is their true motivation for being in the industry? But when you look at Squabbles,
right. There's
a defining aspect of you that has you in the industry. You know, everybody can go out and say they're a performer, but what Squabbles does is precise. It's intact. It's motivated. It's from the heart. You know, I say three things in life: pride, passion, and perseverance. And, bruh, that's what I see in your music. That's what I see in Lamps.
That's dope. That's dope, man. Appreciate that, man. For real.
Now, how do you keep that productivity going? What do you have, like, a routine system where I know you do 16 every day, but is your day more strict, ritualized, or is it just a free flow, life happens kind of a deal?
Most of the time it's free flow because I don't know what the day could bring, but and I wasn't really the best. I mean, the most organized growing up, and I'm working on that now, but. You know what I'm saying? I honestly feel like verbatim situations and improvisation type thing, I kind of like that. You know what I'm saying? I feel like there's gold in those type of situations and those type of days, you know what I'm saying? Not knowing what's going to happen that day or what you're going to do that day. But, you know what I'm saying? I mostly like free will days, like free flow days.
That's what's up. It's clearly working.
Right.
You're doing something right, man. However you're living your life, keep doing that and keep growing, because that's the exciting thing, is always seeing you with your next goal, with your next step, with more shit to add. These videos that you've been dropping lately are fire. People need to make sure and go to that social media at Mad Squabbles, MadSquabbles. Get Lamps, watch these videos, ingest this content, enjoy it. Man, it's all dope.
Most definitely.
Absolutely.
Hey, you know, Squabbles, you know what? I run my own show, but this is how I roll in life, bro. You know, Slay in the morning, you a fool, bro. You need to jump up on that. You know, I believe in sharing. I believe in sharing, you know. So, you know, because the ultimate goal is to get you where you're at, you know, to get you where you deserve to be. Now, the only thing that, get, you know, I have a hard time getting from you is your music. But, you know, that last leak you sent me, bro, it was incompatible. So what we're going to do is we just had you on a few weeks ago, you know, when – the 2017 Lyricist of the Year award was. So I don't have that actual third beat that you sent me, but we're going to go ahead and play a little bit more Squabbles. We'll play this one in its entirety. But, man, everything you throw out there is fire, so it ain't even going to matter. Here we go.
Rush, but now I'm trying to slow down. Subconsciously, nobody clocking me. My vision guided by my
Every single track, I swear, it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Just click one, press play, listen to it,
walk away,
jam out to it. Damn, man. Oh, Squabbles, man. Lamps. People need to get it. They can get it everywhere. Go Google it, Mad Squabbles, Lamps. Then go to the YouTube, then go to the Facebook, and just, man, there's so much content out there, especially for a 21-year-old.
Right.
That's crazy. Oh, so, anyway, Matt, I have been impressed with you from the very first day that I met you, as far as, like, seeing you in this industry and listening to your music. So, Lamps is just another culmination of you doing what you do and us being able to enjoy it. What is your next step, though? Just continue cranking? Are you touring? Is it shows? What's the Mad Squabbles plan, man? Where you going to be? Not with us?
Did we lose you, Squabbles? Oh, man. You know,
hello?
I'll tell
hello?
You what, just hit an...
Oh,
oh
there,
yeah, there we are.
All right,
my bad.
So this Saturday I'm gonna be at Connie's Rick Rack with my man Ren Thomas. He's doing the last show of his tour, his Renaissance tour in Philly. I'm gonna be doing that, and in April, on April 20th, I'll be in Washington D.C. at the Anthem with Black Star, with Mos Def and Talib Kweli. Basically, I'm gonna just be doing shows, working on new music. I'm already working on new music. Definitely got to get a few more projects out before the year is up. You know, hopefully I get thrown on a tour, you know, shortly, but, you know, in due time. That's my motto, in due time. Everything is in due time. So, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's the plan, man. Just keep my foot on their neck, keep doing what I'm doing, and keep delivering the great music and great shows and great everything, man, great artistry.
And you're definitely doing that, man, and I love that you're putting that out there. And speaking of putting it out there, is there anyone that you hope you get picked up with on tour that you can just speak that out into existence?
I don't really have nobody in particular. For real, any
wherever
tour.
You can
dope,
go.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, wherever I can get in where I fit in.
Yeah, we're going to have to get you up here to the Lou, bruh.
Yeah.
We're going to have to get you to the Lou, get you in the dirt.
Yeah,
Lou.
Sure,
it's St. Louis
sure.
Day, STL Day, 314. Holla.
You know, but taking on a serious note, man, we fitting to bounce, you know, up out of the show here in a minute and go to a live Q&A with Squabbles. First and only live Q&A I've ever done with you, bruh. But, you know, sitting in an OG perspective, man, I've asked, you know, Mo Thugs and Harmony, or Bone Thugs and Harmony, Mo Thugs Movement. I've asked, you know, the rap artists from the Lou. I've asked everybody in the industry that I know. And nobody can believe the ability that you have at 21 years old. People, I'm telling you, on iHeartRadio Univision, this young man is probably one of the most uniquely talented individuals I've seen in my 51 years of life. And, you know, I just don't say that. You know, it's like in the fight world we say fighters are born, champions are made. But I guess in the music industry you would say singers are born, but creativity is something that you gotta get passion for. And, bruh, you exude
right.
That. What is it about your music that you thoroughly take away from a separate entity from performing all this? When Squabble sits back, And you think about music and heart, what does that truly do for you as a man in your walk in life?
That's a great question. I feel like music is takes up three-fourths of a person's like the necessities for living. You know what I'm saying? And I say that with the utmost confidence, because music, I feel like without music, I don't know where I would be. You know what I'm saying? Without music, I feel like a lot of people wouldn't know where they would be. If you go outside, what's the first thing you do? Grab your headphones. You know what I'm saying? What's the first thing you do when you wake up? Start humming a song that you was thinking about. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like music is definitely very important. And when you put heart into it, I feel like it makes it that much more impactful and that much more powerful. When you put a message into it, and when you pour your heart out on a song, show people that you really feel what you say, and you're not just bullshitting.
You can tell. It definitely comes out as a very real form of artistry, and it's always impressive to see.
Definitely.
Do you ever get to jam out to your own shit from, like, every now and then I'll listen to something that we've shot up in St. Louis and just be like, oh, yeah, that's kind of tight, and jam out to it from a fan side, or are you always critiquing and analyzing?
You know, as of late, I've been critiquing a lot of stuff, but it's for my own personal thing, because I got a whole bunch of playlists on Spotify for different stuff. You know what I'm saying? So when I hear a song, I'm automatically critiquing it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But I was just saying that I am a fan first too. Like I'm definitely a fan of artists, and I'm a fan of music too. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel you there. You know, being that I'm in three industries, it's kind of crazy. And I'm a perfectionist, and I always feel that I'm my own worst critic. Would you say that that's the same aspect for Matt Squabbles before he lets it actually go out to the people, that you sit back and you critique your music to the fullest, and then you feel it's right in your heart to let it pop?
Yeah, definitely. I feel like it has to be that way. In other words, you'd be probably, you know, shorting yourself as an artist. So I feel like, you know what I'm saying, that's one of the main reasons why it took, you know, 2.5-3 years to get this project out. Because I, you know, wasn't satisfied, you know what I'm saying? I felt like it wasn't the right time. And now I felt like it was the right time. So, you know what I'm saying, definitely very critical of myself. Hello?
And give you a call after the show, and we're going to jump right into that live Q&A for everybody else, because we want to get Lamps out there on every aspect and share it with the world every way we possibly can. So we'll get that set up after the show, but I'm going to let Trip bounce one out, and then we're going to play another track on the way out here.
All right,
hey, Squabbles, man, for Lamps, what is, if there is, like, how do I want to, that's not the way I want to ask this. I got to be careful. I can't put Matt Squabbles in a situation here. All right, so if there is one story behind the making of Lamps that is, it just stands out in your mind being crazy or whatever, from a video aspect or fan-based or some comments that you've had or anything along those lines, I just want any backstory you got on the making and the behind the scenes of Lamps.
I don't know if this is particularly interesting to most, but it's interesting to me. Most of the songs that I wrote them at night with a lamp on, you know what I'm saying? And while I was writing the album, I felt like my goal was to depict me coming from a dark place into a light place, but it actually ended up the opposite. You know what I'm saying? And I didn't intend for it that way, But, you know what I'm saying, it just happened that way, and I felt like that was real, real interesting to me. Like, it just felt like it was something that happened out of my control, you know what I'm saying? But it was in my control, it just happened, it just fell right into place, you know?
That's deep. I like that, man. That's tight. I appreciate that insight.
Yeah, yeah.
No doubt.
Man, Squabbles, every time I bring you on the show, bro, you inspire me. You instill this new essence because you truly are, you know, a unique old soul and a young man. And you can see that through your music, through the love and the vibe that you share with the listeners. You know, I'm going to toss the mic to you and let people know where they can get your album through you, get your music out there, and anybody and everybody that you want to thank on the down low. You know, I'm going to toss the mic to you, bruh. The floor is yours. Give you a hollis.
All right. First and foremost, you can get the album on everything. Tidal, Spotify, Amazon, Google Play, iTunes, all that. Follow me on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook at MADSQUABLZ. I would like to thank D-Ski. Illegal, we had him on here the last time I was on here. He's one of the producers on the project. He produced that Talk Is Cheap track. And I want to give a shout out to 212 from New York. He produced two of the tracks on the album. Shout out to Team Backpack for showing me love always. Shout out to Don Henry, a.k.a. Joe Jack, for, you know what I'm saying, making sure I'm on my P's and Q's. I want to say happy birthday to my mom. Her birthday is today. And that's one of the reasons why I dropped it on 314. Yeah, yeah. Much love, Mom.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Yes, sir. And basically, shout out to Kenneth, you know what I'm saying? He engineered most of the project. Kenneth Muse. Shout out to Printer Reed. Shout out to all my fans, all my family, and all my friends that's supporting me and still supporting me, and you know what I'm saying, it's all love. Definitely all love, always.
And where can they find you, man? Social media, shout out the links.
Yeah, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Google. You can just Google the name, MAD space SQUABLZ. Everything will come up. Lance. Just dropped today, dropped at midnight on all platforms, Spotify, Tidal, iTunes, Apple Music, Amazon, everything, man. Just Google it, and it'll come up. Google it, scroll down. That's what you got to do, man. Lance is out. In my opinion, it's a classic. I'm loving the feedback I've got so far. I'm looking forward to everyone else that hasn't heard it yet. I'm looking forward to y'all hearing it. And I'm excited. I'm excited about the next steps and the things that's coming next.
Most definitely, man. And we're going to get every one of them links up on all of our social media sites, all of Don McGuire Radio Broadcasting Network. We're going to make sure that this, you know, that's a tremendous thing I want to touch on real quick before we go here. You know, it's a tremendous thing with the internet and the way things are set up. Now, your album can't, I mean, theoretically, I guess it can sell out, but you know, with it being through, you know, digital media, it ain't like the old days when you went to the record store. If you weren't there in the first 2 hours, you wasn't getting that shit, you know. Yeah, but now it's insurmountable. you know, it's untouchable. You know, and I tell you
what, you
better be glad, because if this album was an old school fashion, it would already be sold out. Y'all wouldn't even be able to touch it. Hey, Squabbles, we're gonna
no
go
doubt.
Ahead and hey, that's on the real, G. That's on the real. Well, we're
going
to go ahead and bounce up out of here. We're going to call you back in just a few minutes, get this live Q&A going. But we're going to take it out with the last track, and we'll be hollering right back at you in just a second here. Much love, my brother.
Hey, much love. Much respect.
Yeah, yeah. Check. Look.
I've been on the road to the promised land. I don't have no sand with my conscience land. Niggas afraid of where I'm headed, trying to stop the plan. My optics stopping scan, I can spot the scams. Back to basics, my shy niggas can't erase it. All black, my attire's racist, mind is tasteless. Better have a wise escape, cause I've been aiming at these rappers like my target's faceless. Face it, you ain't no competitor, I'm ahead of you. Never can say a regular sorry, I had to level up. I'll admit instead of being passive and just letting up, I'm setting up a way to hassle back the ones oppressing us. So effortless, more treacherous, flow devilish, cold etiquette, souls delegated, so separate. Most rappers be so feminine, hoes when the trip soon as I begin to smoke veterans. Back in charge, I'm past the stars, I'm elevated, never hesitated, cause my time is now. I've been underestimated every time around until I get up on the mic and brutalize these clowns. But effort is the new age, we the new slaves, we're in chains with a new thing. These niggas fake as hell, but the reality is fake will sell. That's why these rappers making bank with sales. And a lot of our society got hate for self. We hate the fake portrayal, we just ain't ourselves. Me, I'm just trying to pace myself and recreate so I can generate my wealth. I got a new perspective, I can't be what you selected. I'm a true reflection, which part of the world is safe? I don't know who to call when my fam in danger, oh no. Police ain't sending warnings no more, but it's more like warning shots at Joe Dome. Got the phone home, these niggas know I'm a threat, no lie. If I said it, then I meant it, no regrets on God. Cash rules everything I hate, I can't fiddle with fate. I can't give them a break, you can't give them a cape, cause I'm beyond fly.
Man, you're going to have to go buy that, you know. That's all there is to it. I'm not even going to share all of it because, you know, it's just too fly to give away for free. You know, this young man has put his heart, passion, mind, and soul into his music. And the Trip, I got to tell you, you know, when I sit back and listen to it, you know, I'm 51 years old. Even in my day, I don't feel there was an artist that was so precise in his lyrics and his content.
Man. It's tight. That flow's tight. The lyrics are tight. His delivery, I love it so much from so many different standpoints. Like I said, the lyrics, the musical aspect, the beats, but his technical ability and the way that he spits is so unlike anybody else, and I love it, man. I fuck with it.
Bruh, it was a trip because I don't usually reach out to every aspect in the industry that I know. And I did to get them to listen to today's show. And to my listeners on iHeart and Univision, I apologize. You know, my man Trip came through. We ended up pulling the show on a Wi-Fi hotspot because we lost all of the internet connection in Missouri. So to be able to pull this show off today, man, much love, Trip, because you saved the show. We was able to get Squabbles out there, you know, and I'll take that up with my cable company later. But on the real, man, it was something that had to be done. We did it. And, man, I couldn't be more honored to have such a young, talented young man coming up in the industry. You know, Trip, you're in the industry. You're up there in the Lou. You work with several artists. Have you ever heard a young man come out so soon in his career and really be able to hit the bars, do everything he is inspired to do, and yet remain so humble?
Man, it's unique. It's something impressive to see, and I'm loving watching him grow into what he's grown into and who he's continuing to grow into. And Mad Squabbles, Lamps, Google it now, buy it now. It is fire in a time where we need some fire lit in hip-hop. And, man, you don't hear Boom Bap, and he puts it down. So mad respect to him and much love. And, again, like you said, to come out 314 day, I mean, St. Louis day to me, but happy birthday to Mad Squabble's mom.
Yeah.
Go take the trash out. You know, he's going to do all the chores today. It's her birthday. Right. Cook for her, all that. But to drop the album on her birthday, that's dope. But to give us the blessing of coming on the show, talking about it, man, much love. We appreciate it.
Yeah, most definitely. You know, that is a trip having Sloan Bowl and say, yo, I don't give a crap how old you get. You still take the trash out.
Right.
Mama, I still take the trash out if my mama was still here. On that note, we're gonna jump out of here. You know, as always, man, much love to the listeners on iHeart and Univision and all other aspects of social media. You know, each and every, you know, download, it keeps the network growing. I tell you what, keeping up with it is insurmountable, but I'm loving every minute of it, and that's why I've got my boy Trip, you know, up in here. You know, I want to thank my sponsors, man, the 86ers.net, true love to my fam. You know, I want to thank Finnish MMA, Juan Martinez, United Way Merced, BiteMeMouthGuards.com, and hey, man, you know what, Trip, it was an honor to have a legend in Jacob Stitch Duran put his label on the show, bruh. and cutmanforhire.com. You know, I know this is a music show, but you got to understand I'm a radio network. So when a legend in the industry reaches out to you and says, I'm putting my name on you, then it tells me what I'm doing and what I'm sharing is right, and it's equally humbling to me. On that note, we're going to bounce out of here, and we're going to get in the live Q&A with Mad Squalls coming right up after this.
Yeah. Yeah. Yo.
Haters ain't fond of me, that shit don't bother me. It ain't no stopping me, constantly dodging hypocrisy. I just be flawed so properly, showing the modesty, overly effortless. Flow with a preference, only to show you the regimen. Cope with the specimen. I'm simply